Although the Mass today is the Mass for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost, I would like to speak on St. Philomena, whose feast is today. As she is a saint I have a great devotion to, and I'm sure that many of you do. We have her shrine in the back of church, and I see people praying there often, spending time asking for intercession. You probably know the story of the finding of the tomb of St. Philomena, finding her relics after them having been lost for many centuries. When they were doing some excavations in the year 1802, and they came across the tomb with the three stones with an inscription on it, which were out of order, but it said, Pax tecum, Philomena. In Latin, peace be with you, Philomena. And there were the symbols on the tomb of a lily, the symbol of purity, and the symbol of an anchor and some arrows, as well as the symbol of martyrdom, the palm. And in the tomb was a vial of her blood and her bones. The relics were removed, and then in 1805, they were brought to Mugnano, Italy, by a priest from the parish there. He wanted something to revitalize his parish, where the people were not very fervent. He thought if he brought the relics of a saint and made a special shrine in his parish, it would spur the people on to lead a better life. So he got the permission to take these relics of this unknown virgin martyr. They had determined from the bones that she was about 12 or 13 years old. They knew from the vial of blood and the symbolism on the tomb that she was a virgin martyr. And so he took the bones, the relics of St. Philomena, to Mugnano, and already on, even before they got to the church, the miracles began, as several people were cured instantaneously through her intercession as the relics were brought to the church. And then the bells of the church, when they got to the church, began to ring on their own. And I think, if I recall right, one in the town who had been well known to be a paralytic, on hearing the bells, was able to get up and walk on his own to the church. And so many miracles began to be worked at the shrine as more and more people came, these miracles that were documented at the shrine, that she became known as the Thaumaturga, the wonder worker. And many holy persons and saints and popes began to have a devotion to her. It was Pope Gregory the 16th that finally, 32 years later, approved the public veneration of her as a virgin martyr, St. Philomena, and approved a Mass in her honor. And this was as a result of a very famous miracle that was worked in favor of a young lady named Pauline Jericho. She was deathly ill in 1935. She had been deathly ill since the prior year, 1835, and she got deathly ill in 1834. And she was going to make a pilgrimage to the shrine of St. Philomena in Mugnano. But on her way, she stopped to see the Pope, Gregory the 16th. She wanted to ask him to look into the cause of Philomena and to approve a Mass in her honor, to approve the public devotion. But as she got to Rome, she was then too sick to have an audience with the Pope. So the Pope himself visited her in the convent where she was staying, in her sick room. And he made the comment to someone, "She's not long for this world. We won't see her again in this life." But she said to the Pope, "Holy Father, if I walk back to Rome after visiting the shrine of St. Philomena, do you promise to finally finish the cause of St. Philomena?" And he said, "Well, of course, if that happens, that will be a first-class miracle." As he could see her condition himself. And so she went to Mugnano. She prayed one day fervently to St. Philomena, and no cure. She prayed another day, and others praying as well for her. The people there knew how important it was that she be cured, but no cure. Then the third day, finally, St. Philomena cured her. And she walked all the way from Mugnano back to Rome, which I'm not sure how many miles that is, but I think today by car on the modern roads it would be about a two-hour drive. So it's a long way she walked. And she went to see the Pope, and he couldn't believe what he saw, this young woman that he thought for sure was dying. And so 2 years later he approved the Mass in honor of St. Philomena and the public veneration of her as a virgin and martyr. And so today we have our devotion to St. Philomena. Now God raises up saints, different saints at different times, and he gives the faithful a devotion to them. He works greater miracles through certain saints at certain times, for reasons that are known to him in his wisdom. And in his infinite wisdom, why did he allow the relics of this young martyr to be hidden, unknown, for so many centuries and only to come in recent times? That's a mystery known to God. But what we cannot deny is that God has given us St. Philomena for our times, and he has worked so many miracles through her intercession that he shows clearly that he wishes us to have great confidence in her prayers. A number of the popes from that time, they had great devotion to her. Pope Leo XIII, before he became pope, when he was Cardinal Pecci, he made two pilgrimages to her shrine in Mugnano. And Pope St. Pius X was especially devoted to her as he was pursuing the cause of canonization of St. John Vianney, who was not yet canonized. And as you know, St. John Vianney had a tremendous devotion to St. Philomena, had a shrine in his church set up to her, and he would send souls to her, send his penitents to her, to beg for that all-important virtue of purity or other graces they needed, send the sick to her to pray for a cure. And so many miracles were worked there at St. Philomena's shrine in St. John Vianney's parish. So St. Pius X, he prayed through St. Philomena's intercession for the obtaining of miracles that would lead to the cause of canonizing St. John Vianney. And of course, those miracles came and he was canonized. But there was, at that time of St. Pius X, there was one particular rather famous archaeologist who began to criticize the devotion to St. Philomena. And he published this whole argument of saying, oh, well, those stones, those three stones on her tomb, they were out of order because they didn't belong on her tomb. They were taken from somewhere else, and that's not her name. And in a private audience, Pius X complained bitterly about this archaeologist. And he said, regardless of whether that was her name, how can he deny all the miracles worked through her intercession? He said, doesn't he realize that the great argument in favor of St. Philomena is the Curé d'Ars, John Vianney, the priest, and how many favors he obtained for his faithful by sending them to St. Philomena? How can he deny this? And there was someone else who wrote a refutation and very soundly refuted the arguments of this famous archaeologist, but St. Pius X, he was not very happy with him, and in complete disbelief of how he could deny so many miracles. Sadly, in our own times with the Novus Ordo, I think it was in 1961 that they removed St. Philomena from the calendar of saints, as the modernists do not like devotion to St. Philomena, and they have the same skepticism as that archaeologist that Pius X objected to so strongly. And so it is a wonderful thing that among true Catholics today there is such a great devotion to St. Philomena and so many traditional parishes that have her shrine. I attribute, after our Blessed Mother and her rosary, my own vocation to St. Philomena, to her prayers, and have prayed to her every day for many years. And I encourage you also to pray to her. Perhaps one reason why God raised her up, especially in our times, is she's a young virgin martyr. And we know in our times how much under attack the beautiful virtues of purity and modesty are. And so many have prayed to St. Philomena to obtain the preservation of that beautiful virtue of purity and of that beautiful virtue that protects purity, that virtue of modesty. There have been traditionally certain young saints that the Church has held up to the youth to pray to them for purity. St. Agnes has always been one for girls to pray to, St. Agnes, the young virgin martyr, and St. Aloysius for boys, because of how extremely careful he was over holy purity. But God has given us another saint in our time, St. Philomena, the young virgin martyr, to pray to. And she is one for all of us, young and old, to pray to in this very sinful world that we live in, where there are many occasions of sin, to pray to her to preserve us from them. And also in all of our other needs, pray to St. Philomena in your temporal needs even, and if it's God's will, God knows it's good for us, she'll obtain even the temporal things we ask. But more importantly, to pray to her for the graces that you need to lead a holy life and someday to be there in heaven with her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.